to be Detective Lisa Ahmed.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives. Tonight, the Diva is interviewing Days of Our Lives actor Charles Shaughnessy, who portrays Shane Donovan. Besides Days, Charles played Mr. Sheffield on the very popular primetime show, The Nanny. Last year, Charles played St. John Powell on the multiple Emmy-winning show, Mad Men. If you'd like to ask Charles a question, please call 914-338-1239, or you can call using Skype. Or you can also join us in our chat room. And I have my co-host, Marianne, here, too.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, and we have Charlie
hi,
here.
Everyone. Hello.
So you have some news to break tonight about the Bay and Spamalot.
Spamalot. That's there's a couple of things. I just found out that I'm going to be going to the Playhouse at Ogunquit in Maine for the month of August. I'm going August 3rd. We rehearse. I think it opens about the 15th, 16th of August, plays through September the 11th to play King Arthur in Spamalot, which I've never seen. Somehow I've managed to avoid that. I don't know quite how it's happened, but it's fate that it should put me and Ogunquit together, which I've always wanted to go to Ogunquit. It's a beautiful place, and they have a lovely playhouse there. And we've tried to do it a couple of times, and it's just never worked out date-wise. So that's one thing that's happening during the summer I'm very excited about. Rachel York is going to be playing the Lady of the Lake, who's a fabulous singer, actress singer. And the other thing is the Bay, which I'm going to get my toes wet in the world of web soaps. It's a world that's arrived very loudly. It's like there's a number of people doing it. And I've talked to Gregory Martin, who's a terrific guy, and Mary Beth's on it, and there's a whole bunch of other actors, Tristan Rogers, and as you know. So I'm going to be doing some episodes on that. And I was just saying earlier, I'm going to be, my brother and I have a very cool internet technology that we're going to be maybe bringing to the Bay. So we're going to make the show, hopefully make the show interactive, which is going to be actually the first of its kind. There is nothing out there like that. It's something that we're going to be experimenting with a bit at first. And if it works and all sides are happy about it, we'll be unveiling that as a demo at the fan event on July 31st. And then you'll start to see episodes that you can actually click on and interact with.
Wow. And that sounds really neat.
It's very cool. It's like if you know if one of the characters, if Sarah's wearing a dress that you really you want to know more about it, where you could buy it, you can click on it and a little thumbnail of it pops up, and you can then go to the actual page where you can buy it, or you can browse the store that it came from. But you're linked straight from the video to all these different places that we can send you straight from the video, whether you want to buy the dress or the bag or shoes or find out about the actor. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Miriam, would you like to go for the question?
Yeah, I have a question about your part, the part that you're going to be playing in the Bay. You said it's a Middle Eastern character. I was going to say, have you been practicing your accent? Would you mind saying a little bit of something in your new accent instead of the one you have now?
My character is Detective Isa Ahmed. And I have a very beautiful daughter, and we will be investigating various crimes and goings-on in the show. Funnily enough, changing that now for a moment, when I first came out here, I don't quite know how it happened, but I ended up revoicing an actor called, Italian actor called Fabio Testi in a film called The Ambassador, with Rock Hudson, Robert Mitchum, and I can't remember the actress. Who else was it? And I revoiced him. He had a bit of an Italian accent, I think, and they wanted it more Palestinian. So I spent this sort of a whole afternoon in the ADR room revoicing this actor. And so if you ever rent The Ambassador, you'll actually hear me on it. It's quite extraordinary. I had to do love scenes, and I get shot at the end, and so it's
when
you hear the person going, you that's me. It was very funny. Ellen Burstyn, that's the actress is Ellen Burstyn.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounded very good.
So,
yeah,
you know, so
awesome.
Anyway, that was, Gregory said, you know, can you do an accent? I said, well, you know, give me a little time, and I'm sure I can. So we'll see what happens, you know. You have to give me a little time to prepare and get into character, but I think it's a lot of fun. It's nice to do something completely different from anything anyone has seen before, so.
Oh,
yeah. I look forward to it.
Sounds exciting.
Well, we're going to have our first caller, area code 954. Hello, 954.
Oh, yes.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi. Are you into are you interested in politics? Going to office?
You know, actually going into office, I would people have asked me that, and I've always said yes, I would be, but I've rethought it recently. And I think that being a kind of gadfly and a commentator, I know it's, you know, it's kind of cheating, really, just to sit on the sidelines and criticize. But I think that commentators and observers can have as much influence now on the conversation. And I think that's what I'm interested in, is the kind of conversation that goes on around politics. Once you get inside politics, there's so much. When I say corruption, I don't mean illegal corruption, but I mean one is so corrupted by the money that you have to raise and the people that you have to be friends with in order to raise that money. You end up compromising so many principles that it gets incredibly hard to do what you want to do. But I think nowadays, with all the media access, with the internet and with blogs and TV and radio, one can have quite an effect on the conversation outside of the actual arena in Washington. So I have a pretty active blog on Only Connect, and we have some terrific debates on there from all over the country. People write in, many of whom disagree profoundly with my views, and I encourage that. And I think I'll probably stick to that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You like the president now?
You know, I do. I'm a terrific fan. I think he has an incredibly hard job. I think he took over at a time when things were really halfway down an extremely slippery slope, and I think it's been very hard because I think they continued to slide for his first few months in office, and people kind of forgot that it wasn't necessarily all of his making. And the world is an extraordinarily complex place and hard to navigate, but I think that he does have a moral center, and I think he does want to do the right thing. But as I say, there's just so much compromising has to go on in the White House and in Washington. I think he tried to work across the aisle and have as much of a middle ground as he could. But you have a Congress, a Senate and Congress that's filibustered more than any other Senate in history. So it's hard to get things done when people are, you know, just not wanting the boat to change direction. So, I think that he may be better advised in some of the positions he takes and some of the way that he frames the arguments and the conversation. But, you know, he's got a tough road to hoe, but I think he's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm, you know, very concerned about this oil, which has nothing to do with him. Though he's the president, so you look to him to figure it out.
Take care of everything.
To take care of it and to sort of at least lead the charge. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't think anyone knows what to do with it. You know, there's just no easy option.
Who do you blame the oil thing on?
I don't think there's blame. You know, it's all of us. You know, we as a society, and not just America, the world has become addicted to this this fossil fuel that sits in very inaccessible places, and the accessible places have been drained, and so now we're digging into inaccessible places. And we all like to drive our cars, and we all like to buy petroleum products, and we all like plastic. We all like things that we don't even recognize come from oil, but do. And so there's always a motive for the oil companies to keep digging and to find more and more of this natural resource in harder and harder places to reach. Sooner or later, there's going to be an accident. And sure enough, there was. And if it wasn't this one, it would have been one next year or 10 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... maybe it will make us think twice about it now. Maybe we're going to have to weigh up some priorities, and we're going to have to decide, is it more important to preserve our natural beauty of our environment and the many species that live in and around the ocean, or do we want to drive big SUVs to the grocery store at the end of the road? You know, what's more important to us? And that's a conversation that needs to happen. You know, I'm a great believer in starting up serious conversations, you know, and that's when legislation comes. It's when enough people are having a conversation and they're pushing the boat in a particular direction, then our legislators listen. They want to get reelected, so they'll do what we want. But we have to, it's up to us to start that conversation, you know, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, it's nice talking to you. I don't want to hold anyone else up about it. It was fun talking about stuff like that and just thinking what you're thinking, what you think about all that.
No, it's nice talking to you. What do you think? I haven't asked you what you think.
I don't know. That's why
I'm
asking you.
That's actually the smartest thing anyone said. I mean, that's really what I should have said. You're absolutely right. You know, we really don't know. I really don't know. I have an opinion, but I don't know.
That's good. I like your opinion.
You're right.
Okay, well, I'll let you
talking to you. Take care now.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Well, at the blog, I asked for people who couldn't listen to you live, couldn't call in, to ask any questions for you, and I have a ton of questions to ask.
Sure.
So I'm going to start with Nikki wanted to know if you have a preference with soap operas or primetime comedy.
I like to work. As an actor, I like to do work, and whatever there is in front of me, I like to do. I love my time on days. And I went back recently and had a blast seeing the people there, you know, really nice people to reconnect with. The way they work daytime now, it's all about saving money, so they work incredibly fast, and you're kind of in and out. So you have to come very prepared, and there is no waiting around. You hit your mark, and you start, and you do it in one take, and then you're done. And you go home, and I really appreciate that because there's so much sitting around in this business. So I love the way they work on daytime. At the same time, doing a nighttime sitcom was a terrific opportunity to reach a huge audience and to have a kind of wider appeal. And a much more leisurely pace. You know, you kind of work only a few hours a day and only 3 days a week and then only 3 weeks out of the month. So it gave one a lot of time to do other things. So there's pluses and minuses to both of it. I would hate to not do any of it. I like doing theater and TV, daytime, nighttime, movies. Each one of them has its own particular charm.
Okay, we have another caller, area code 914.
Hi there.
Hi.
I want to say this is a great pleasure to speak to you.
And it's nice talking to you, too.
In 1984, when I was 12 years old, I wrote you a fan letter.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were sweet enough to handwrite a letter back to me. You told me all about your family and about your life in England and how... You probably thought my letter would be stuck in a drawer somewhere. And I was just so excited to get that.
Oh, bless
you. And now that I'm 38 years old, I still have it.
That's very true. I'm glad you got me at the beginning of my time on Days, you know, where maybe I was just so grateful to get a letter, any letter, that I sat down and wrote.
You know, and my mom said to me, you know, I don't think you're going to hear back from him. And I was so proud to let everybody know I did, because you were my very first crush.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
So my question to you is, is there a certain character or a certain historical figure or a type of character that you would like to play?
It's a good question. It sort of as I get older, I have to change the answer. You know, I'm not sure. There are some great characters in drama. There's some, you know, I've played Richard III in Shakespeare once when I was a schoolboy, and I would love to do that again before I'm too old. I think it's such a meaty role. It's my favorite role in Shakespeare. In terms of TV or something, you know, I love dramedies, you know, a character that has a sense of humor and a bit of a wink and a smile, but in a drama show. I always think the sort of character I played on Days recently, when I went back with Rafe in Jail, you know, the kind of old, like I Spy, remember I Spy, the sort of older guy, or at least an older, you know, mastermind with a young agent sort of doing the dirty work, I think would be a lot of fun. I'd love to do a show, someone to write a show about a James Bond character who's well retired and is, you know, living in some retirement home for spies, who's had to come out of retirement because the people that he was tracking have sort of reemerged, and the modern day CIA can't deal with it, so they have to dig this guy out and pair him with a new young agent to go after the bad guys, and he tries to keep up, but he's just a little slow, you know, he can't run down the alleyways as fast, and he doesn't really pull all the girls, you know, they go into a bar, and it's like, you know, all the girls flock around the young guy, and the old guy gets the sort of, you know, the bar.
Oh, no.
You know, I think it would be very fun. But I think that would be a character that I'd love to, you know, someone to write and I'd love to play. I think that would be a very fun thing. Yes, because as you say, he'd be able to show the young buck, you know, some of the old tricks, you know, really the sort of seasoned pro. So I think that would make for a fun character to play.
I think that would be great, and I wouldn't be looking at the young buck. I would be looking at the older, experienced gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good for you.
Okay, well, I don't want to take anybody else's time up, but I do want to shout out to the ladies that are in the chat room that are all listening. And it was great talking to you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Yeah, we have 70 people in the chat room right now.
Seven? Oh, yeah, I see
70.
That.
70.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you shut this?
Marianne, yeah, there's a
Sorry.
Lot of callers, so I'm going to just take callers. Okay.
You're just going to take callers? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Here
I am. Do you need me to get off? Or?
No, I'm good. We're good.
You're good? We're good? Okay. I know you have a lot of questions from the blog, too, and I had some, too, so, yeah. Go ahead.
Lauren wanted to know if you were interested in a long-term contract with Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. I mean, if they have a story and they're interested in having Shane come back, yeah. It's a great gig. I really enjoyed the 8 years I did, and I enjoyed the 10 days I was back. It's a great job. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, any daytime, anything that's fun to do, whether it be on stage or on TV, at nighttime, daytime, if it's an interesting and fun character, sign me up. You know, and the thing about daytime is because they do so much so fast you have something new and interesting to do every time you go in. It's not like you're spending the whole week doing the same one-half-hour show and just rehearsing the same scenes over and over again. You know, every day it's something different. So it's a very fun job.
Okay, and we have area code 570. You're on.
Hello.
Hello, 570. Hello.
Hi. I've actually been blogging with you. My name's Karen. I throw all the history stuff at you, and this is kind of a history-type related question for you, but it relates to your career. I'm on a committee at school. We're talking about revising our gen ed program. And one thing that one member brought up was the fact that students at Cambridge had to learn archery. Did you have to do that when you were an undergrad?
No, I didn't. There's actually a law on the statute books that still hasn't been repealed that any young man under the age of 21 living in London has to practice archery on a Sunday morning in Shoreditch, and they've never repealed it. And I guess the same statute applies to Cambridge and probably all the Royal Universities, but I didn't practice my archery, and no one arrested me, so I guess they're not taking much notice of it. But it is still on the statute books. You are meant to practice archery every Sunday morning.
You know why you're supposed to do that?
Sorry?
Do you know why you were supposed to do that?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Second Amendment in this country. It's like, it's the same sort of thing. You've got to be ready to fight for your king at any moment, and archers were the kind of first line of defense. So every man had to be ready to take up arms for his sovereign.
Yeah, we were told that was because you were basically the Cambridge students would be protecting England from invasion from France. So
well, the Cambridge.
In fact, 800 years ago, that made more sense.
Yeah, it's not facing Cambridge. Really, we'd be fighting off the Vikings more than the French. The French are all the south coast. It would be more of the Essex and Sussex. Those guys would be practicing for the French. We would probably be practicing in Cambridge. You'd be practicing for the Norsemen who come over the fens. From the
I would suspect, knowing the geography, I'm going, geez, I mean, I guess the Oxford folks can get to them first. You're kind of like the last guard.
Yeah, no, Cambridge would be that. You know, we were out there on the fence. You know, it was kind of very flat, and between us and the North Sea, there wasn't an awful lot. So, we'd have to be keeping the Vikings at bay.
Well, you did a fine job of it, I might add.
Thank you.
So, it was nice talking to you.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Karen. Yeah, putting a voice to the keep blogging. It's always interesting. It's always interesting hearing what you say.
All right, well, thank you.
Take care now.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Jen from New York wants to know what it was like playing Shane's twin brother, Drew.
It was great. It was so fun. I mean, I got to do so many things with Shane. It was like the classic soap opera experience. I had a psychotic twin brother. I had countless comas. I had amnesia when I thought I was a short order cook called Sam. I had wives coming back from the dead. I had children coming back that I didn't know I had, who were prostitutes. I had a wife who was a prostitute that I didn't know. I had a crazy wife come back from the dead and try to kill my present girlfriend. I mean, I had the whole lot. But I think playing Drew was one of the highlights. I think having a crazy twin and doing both sides of the coin was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. It didn't go on very long. I think it was just technically kind of tiring and difficult for them to do. But I really enjoyed it.
You know, I have a question from the chat room from somebody. Mm-hmm. Fran Fan Forever wants to know how the kisses on the nanny were with Fran.
The kisses on the nanny were. Well, they were well paid for, but I really enjoyed them anyway. You know, I probably would have done some of them for free.
Yeah. Do you ever think you would work with Fran Drescher? Another.
You know, she's a darling girl, and she's so busy now. I mean, she's very busy with her Cancer Schmancer campaigns, and she's busy with her Fran brand, and she's the U.S. health ambassador to the world. She travels all around the world doing conventions and talks on women's health issues. But if ever the opportunity arose and there was a really good project and she was doing it and they wanted me to do it too, I'd be delighted. You know, we had a lot of fun on the kind of follow-up to The Nanny, which was, what's it called?
Life with Fran.
What is it?
Yeah, Life with Fran.
Life with Fran, that's right. That's right,
yeah.
Living with Fran, which was, you know, a lot of fun because I got to be the sort of other side of Maxwell Sheffield, you know, this kind of really dreadful creature. But we sort of still enjoyed the same sort of bantering and chemistry, which was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I'd love to work with her again.
Okay. And we have area code 808.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
I'm Joy. I'm so nervous, but I'm representing
Hi.
All the Kim Machine fans out there.
All right. Hi, Joy.
Well, I'm giving some questions that they want to ask. First of all, what was your first impression when you met Patsy?
When I first met Patsy, boy, it was. I just remember thinking, what a gorgeous creature she was. She was. She had this little big, bubbly blonde hair and these sparkling eyes, and was just so vivacious and full of life, and such a good actress. It was very early on, and they, you know, how they work the soaps is they brought me on as this character for a very short time, this sort of mystery butler man, and they decided they were going to try and make me a kind of regular character, but in order to be a regular character, you've got to find a girlfriend. And they had, Patsy had been on beforehand, and they had put a couple of guys with her that just didn't quite work out. And so they thought, well, let's try, see if anything happens with Shane and Kim. You know, let's see if these two actors can spark something. So we had a few scenes and together, and it was pretty clear pretty early on that it was going to be exciting. We really enjoyed working with each other. It's always nice working with a really good actor, and she's just such a good actress. She just knows what she's doing. It cut straight to the chase, so we knew we had some rhythm and some timing and some real connection on the set. The question was, did it translate onto the screen? And by all accounts, the feedback was good, and you know, we went off and had a terrific career as Kim and Shane. But I remember just being blown away that first day I worked with them.
Yeah, because we noticed it on screen, and I just want to let you know that there are out there so many dedicated Kim Machine fans. I mean, we've been waiting 18 years for, you know, a reunion.
Right.
And we just all wanted to thank you so much for coming back and giving us Shane again.
Yeah, well, you're so welcome. I'm so glad to do it because, I mean, we all felt very strange the way it was left. It was left very much hanging in the air and not comfortable at all the way Shane and Kim sort of ended, and so it was great for us too to be able to button that finally after all this time. It was nice. It was a kind of scratch that needed to be itched.
Right, and I know one more thing is that Patsy mentioned that there was a kiss at the last scene, but they cut it out. How what's your thoughts on that one? Because she was just lost for words. I mean, she felt so, you know, sad for her.
Yeah,
fan
I don't know. I don't know why that whole scene was cut, quite honestly. It was not a long scene. It was outside the restaurant, the cafe, and we're waiting for the taxi, and it was a very sweet scene. And I don't know. You know, they obviously had some reason, whether it was a time issue or they didn't want to seal it up completely. I just don't know. They work so fast and they work so far ahead, and the writers are all trying to figure out stories, and they have their own reasons for doing things. So I don't know. I don't know why they would bring us back together and then not let the audience see them share a kiss. But it's a mystery.
Right. I guess we got to get Kim and Shane back on then again.
Well, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they didn't want to tie it up too neatly. Maybe they wanted to leave a little string or two dangling to be continued. I don't know.
Thank you. Well, thank you for asking the questions, and I'm so nervous. I'm going to drop this phone. So,
Joy, you're a darling. You did a great job. You take.
Alrighty,
you have a nice
thank
evening.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye,
Chuck. Bye now.
Bye. Thanks, Joy. Yeah, we were talking to Patsy. She was really she really felt bad for the fans. That was a huge
right.
Her. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
I'm disappointed.
I don't know. But you never know quite why they do something. There may have been, it may have just been a time issue, and it may have been a little unthinking, or it may have been very carefully thought out. You just don't know. You don't know about these things. I mean, there's certainly, it seemed to be less conclusive the way it was left. You kind of got a sense they were getting back together. But there was nothing really conclusive. There wasn't Shane and Kim sort of disappearing off to Los Angeles, having a kiss and then disappearing. So it may be they wanted to leave them hanging out there a little bit. Maybe they'll bring them back. Maybe it's something to be continued. I just don't know.
Yeah,
we'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see. I hope so. And we have an unlisted caller. Hello? Anyone unlisted or on Skype?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Oh, hi, this is Bea.
Hi,
Bea.
Hi. Hey, Charles, I wanted to ask, no, first, I wanted to say it was very nice meeting you on June 5th at Henry's Het. Everyone was so surprised when you walked in. That was great.
Good. It was nice to see you all.
Yes, and my question is there somewhere in the world you haven't traveled yet that you wish you could go to?
Oh, so many places. What a good question. You know, I've always wanted to go to Australia, and I've sort of got close to it every now and again and just never quite made it. The sort of southeast, the South Sea Islands, and then further south to Australia and New Zealand, I would love to go there. And the South Sea Islands like Tahiti, places like that, I think that must be very exotic and very exciting. My eldest daughter is going to Ecuador for 6 months as a semester abroad later in the summer. And so we're hoping we might get a chance to go out at the end of her time there and see Ecuador and maybe explore the Andes and some of the Inca Empire, which would be really exciting. I would love to visit Cusco and Quito, so that would be fun, and maybe even the Galapagos if we can figure that out. That would be very exciting. Let me think. Anywhere else? I'm kind of interested in seeing Scandinavia. I've never been to Scandinavia. I think that would be kind of interesting.
Oh, you haven't. I've just been to Sweden. It's wonderful.
Have you been to Sweden?
Yes.
I'd like to go to Sweden. I would imagine it's very pretty. I should think all the they have fjords there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that movie, the girl with the dragon tattoos. I read those books, and it's all set in Sweden. I thought some of that landscape, it looked a bit bleak at times, but it also looked very beautiful.
Thank you. My friend Nikki would love to call in, but she has a summer class. So if you would maybe give her a shout-out, she would probably drop dead.
A shout-out to Nikki, of course. You know, what's her class in?
Oh, my God, it's giving speeches. It's for she has
oh,
to.
Oh, good for her.
Speeches.
Public speaking. All right, well, yeah, shout-out to Nikki, and I'm sorry to miss her, but she's probably much better off doing her class.
Okay, thank you very much.
He probably doesn't think so.
Bye, Chuck. Bye.
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 Bea actually was calling from Germany, so she didn't.
Oh,
she's
calling from Germany. How fabulous.
She's calling from Germany, yeah. Mm. Yeah, we know recently she was just in Sweden, so, and she has a friend with a dragon tattoo.
Cool.
Kate, let me see what's going on. Mary wanted to know what's your favorite storyline or memory. I mean, she didn't specify a show, but so that's up to
you.
Well,
for days, probably, you know, some of those early kind of Bo Hope, Shane Kim escapades, mm-hmm. you know, going off to London to chase the dragon. I mean, the story was kind of a little ropey. I mean, the idea of the, you know, chasing the dragon, but the actual work was great. You know, going to England was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We worked really hard. I remember, you know, before we left, we had to get a certain number of episodes taped and in the can, so we'd work till very late at night. But it was very exciting, you know, having to really knuckle down and get these pretty complicated scenes done. I always enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed the, you know, there was just so many. I enjoyed all the Shane and Drew, the double, you know, playing the brother. Those were fun. Some of the sort of more romantic stories with Patsy, you know, the time in Miami. What else? Oh, and I enjoyed the time in the hills when I was set the short order cook called Sam. That was fun with Tracy Colis. That was fun. So you know, there are a lot of good times, a lot of fun memories.
Can we have? See if I can get them on. Caller on area code 215.
Holy crap!
Hello. Hello. Believe it or not, 215, you're on.
Yay!
Yay!
Hi, Charles. My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
I am a long-time Shane and Kim fan.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching the show when I was a kid, when it was totally inappropriate for someone my age to be watching soap operas. But you guys got me hooked. I was probably six.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're never too young to start watching a soap.
But I left in 92 when they split you guys up for good, but I came back to see the reunion.
Right.
And I have a
question. Did you enjoy it? Were you happy to see the reunion?
I was happy to see what we got. I just didn't think we got enough.
Right. Well, that's the way. Always leave the audience wanting more.
As long as you guys come back, that's fine.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. You know, you never know with a soap. It's never over till it's over, and even then, it's not over.
That's true. Obviously, the chemistry between you and Patsy is very evident. So mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that she's probably your favorite to work with.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everyone I've ever worked with, it's brings something different and something special. You know, they try comparing Fran with Patsy. It's just impossible. And then other people I've worked with in the past, they're all different and fun and interesting relationships. You know, and it's always fun to try and, you know, create this very special relationship on screen and then discover a working relationship with the actor that works off screen. So it's, yeah, I mean, it was wonderful working with Patsy, and we had a terrific run. And it was, you know, it's wonderful working with Fran too. So it's I've been very blessed and very fortunate in working with wonderful actresses and lovely people.
So who would round out your top three?
My top three would be, let me think, Patsy, Franny, boy, there's a lot. I enjoyed, I did a very nasty TV movie with Dee Dee Pfeiffer playing my daughter, but she was just great. I loved Dee Dee. Who else? There was Caroline Ray in the vampire movie. She was just really fun. We had a lot of laughs. You know, I've been very lucky. A lot of great, great people.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I want to make sure there's time for other people that are calling in, too.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, before the next question, there's two girls in the chat room, Amber and Vicky, want me to say hi to you and that they love you.
Hi, Amber. Hi, Vicky. Tell them hi from me.
Okay. They're listening.
Oh, good. Hi,
okay.
Amber. Hi, Vicky.
There you go. You just made their day.
Well, thanks for coming and joining in.
I wanted to ask you about Mad Men that you were on last season. What was that like?
That was just a real treat. I was a huge fan of the show anyway, and so when I got a chance to be on it, that was exciting in itself to actually go and be on the set with these guys. I was a little starstruck. I knew Robert Morse. I knew Bobby Morse from before, so that was great to see him and be friends with him. But to actually sort of meet John Slattery and John Hamm and Christian Hendricks and all these wonderful people that I'd been watching week in, week out was very exciting. And then the character turned out to be such a fun character. He wasn't in a lot, but he was quite a major part of the season's storyline. And just to work with such professionals, such really top-of-their-game people, great writers, great actors, great directors and cinematographers, it was just it was a real treat. I just loved it. I was very sad that St. John couldn't last. You know, unfortunately, the rug was pulled out from under his feet at the end of the season, and there was just no way he could claw his way back. So that was sad, but I was very glad of the opportunity to do that.
Okay. And we have area code 954. Hello, 954.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hello. So you're not going to go back on today for a while?
I don't know. You know, if they want me to come back, I would certainly look at coming back. I've said before, it's a great job, and I enjoy the people there. I enjoy the show. If they want me back,
Well, I got a million people wanting you to get back there.
Right. Well, you have to have them drop a letter or two and see if they can.
No, they have a petition going on and everything, all over.
Cool. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, you never know in this crazy business.
Okay. Well, I hope to see you there.
I hope so.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care now. Thanks for calling.
I'm trying to get another person online. Huh. Okay, we'll try 504. Hello, 504.
Do we have a 504? Meanwhile, I want to say hi to a couple of people that I know are in the chat rooms too. Teresa, Leanne, and Eileen. I know you're all in there. I just wanted to say hi and thanks for coming to the chat room. And I'm actually watching the chat as I talk to you guys, so I can see what's coming up.
Oh, you are.
Kind of interesting.
Sure.
It's all good. It's all good. But I wanted to say hi to
them. Okay, now they know you're reading it.
Yes, I'm reading it. So Teresa, Eileen, and Leanne can say hi.
Area code 818.
Hello?
818.
Yeah.
I'm on?
Yeah, we hear you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I just wanted to say that I think you're a really brilliant actor.
Well, thank you.
And I also, can you hear me?
Yes, I can indeed.
And I wanted to know if you ever feel typecast, because you're always, playing these really good-looking Englishmen. So I want to know if that bothers you.
First of all, thank you for the compliment. And secondly, not really, whatever, if it's an interesting character and you can make something out of it and they're willing to give you the job, it's always fun. And I'm fortunate in that a lot of the characters I play have a certain amount of character to them. They're not sort of straight leading guys. Like the one I did on Mad Men was very much a character rather than a leading man. And as I get older, there are more character parts and character roles coming along, which are are really nice to do. So I kind of enjoy both of them. You know, playing the bad guy is always fun too. I enjoyed doing the vampire in the Disney TV movie. So I've played a few bad guys in my time. So you know, it's always in the writing. If it's a well written and interesting role, it doesn't worry me whether it's English, American, you know, Middle Eastern, whatever it might be.
And you know, you said that you were thinking of a dramedy. Well, the girls in the chat room were saying, we think you'd be great on Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, you know, something like that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would love to see you on that.
That would be fun. They could have like a old English spy, but you know, old spy set up on the
or a love interest that maybe Bree.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. It's a great show.
And one more thing, do you look at fan art on Facebook?
I don't very much. I occasionally look through things that come up on Facebook, but not I don't get a lot of time to look through too much. But you post some fan art up there?
Yeah, I'm doing watercolor right now.
Oh well, I'll have to look
out
for it.
Yeah, so okay, thank you.
All right,
thanks for taking my call. Bye.
This is kind of funny. My sons were watching Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah.
The episode you were on playing the Simon Cowell character.
Right.
What was that like working at them?
It was great. You know, I'm actually a big fan of hers. I think she's a terrific kid. She's, you know, very talented and took this idea as big and as wide as it could possibly take. And she's still a kid, you know. She and her friend were sort of spent the entire time texting. They're all under orders that, you know, they can text as much as they want, but when it's like, you know, getting, you know, ready, when the cameras are ready, they're not allowed to text. And they literally count it down, 10, 9, 8, 7, and then 5, they have to put their phones away. And it was just charming to watch these kids, you know, then suddenly switch into these total professionals and do a great job. So I really enjoyed my time there, and I wish her every success and hope that she manages her life and her career as well as she seems to.
Yeah, I hope so too. And we have too many Lindsay Lohans as it is. It'd be nice to see someone grow up.
Yeah, you know, and
well.
I feel so bad for Lindsay. I worked with her, and she was a sweet girl, you know, a lovely girl when I knew her. And it's just that things can just, the pressure can get too much, the expectations and the pressure, everyone wanting you to, you know, deliver all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a really good support system and your feet firmly planted on the ground, it can really mess with your head, and I'm afraid it did with her, and I feel so bad for her. I hope that she, you know, comes out of it. You know, it's very possible. People have dived down to the depths and then come out with terrific careers. I mean, look at Robert Downey, you know, who was really sort of hit the bottom and is now really kind of proving he's the terrific actor that he always was promising to be, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Area code 949. Oh, hey, that's me.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
Charlie. Hi. I've been a longtime fan. I even got to see a taping of The Nanny way back when. Uh-huh. And watched you on Days. So
good.
Glad to be able to chat with you. Excuse me, I just ran up the stairs. I'm out of breath. But, I just heard that you're going to be on the Bay on an online soap. Is that true?
That's right.
And,
I'm going to be doing that, yeah.
Exciting. Do you know anything about the character you're playing? Or
I just know that his name is Issa Ahmed, and he's a Middle Eastern gentleman. And a policeman.
Oh, wow.
So I will be investigating crimes on the show and trying to bring the bad people to justice. That is my role. I'm very much looking forward to it, and hope that you will enjoy watching.
I will. That sounds like an interesting character.
Yes, I have no idea what to expect, so we'll see as we go. But please tune in and enjoy.
And do you know if you're going to be working with Mary Beth, who you worked with on Days?
Yes, I definitely. I mean, she'll be around, so it'll be fun to, you know, I'm not sure whether we'll have any scenes, but it'll be fun to be around with her and everyone else that's coming. Lane Davies is going to be on it. I understand, and he's a great guy. I used to work with Lane and see him a lot in the old days. So it's kind of, it's a great idea. You know, it's getting all these different actors from all over, it's a reunion for us, which is going to be fun, and we have sort of autonomy. You're not sort of having to answer to a network. I think it's a great idea, and I hope it catches on. I hope people will sign up to watch the episodes and subscribe, if that's what it is. And as I say, we're going to try and bring some very interesting new technology to it, too. So stay tuned.
The soaps on network TV seem to be a dying breed, and I feel like the web might be
I think you're right. I hope you're right, but I think there's a good chance. I really do.
Yeah. And my final comment, I'm sorry, I know there's tons of people waiting.
Okay.
I'm one of, like, the three Shane and Kayla fans that are, you know, every week. But I did. I enjoyed your work with Mary Beth a lot, so. Just wanted
right.
to tell you.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it, too.
You on the back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, too. And, you know, it was just handled a little strangely.
At the end, it was really bad. Yeah.
Right. But, no, good. I'm glad. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, Charlie. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Take care now.
Thanks.
Wow. I didn't know there were Shane and Kayla fans.
I know, there's a few of them out there. Good
it wasn't
for them.
Very popular at the time.
It wasn't. Well, it was inevitably going to blow up a bit. It was, you know, playing with fire, quite honestly. But, you know, we had fun. We had a great time doing it. You know, we couldn't really believe that they were going down that road, but we had a great time doing it.
Yeah. Speaking of different pairings, there's a friend of mine, Scott. He's a Leanne Hunley fan.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just wondering, everyone's kind of talking about Shane and Anna DeMira. Do you think any kind of
that would be fun. I love
them?
Leanne.
Yeah.
She's a She did an episode of The Nanny, so she's a great girl. That would be fun. But then, you know, I don't know. I better not say anything because then all the Shane Kim fans get crazy. But, we'll see what happens.
Tony and Anna
you know, maybe it'll be a triangle. Maybe we'll, if they come back. But you can spin all kinds of interesting combinations and, you know, switching around. I mean, I think if we go back, if Shane and Kim did come back, you know, it would be interesting to see what happens to this couple. If they just stay together, there's not much story. But if you mixed it up a bit and they kind of go off in different directions and then re-find each other, I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can work the storyline. So who knows?
Okay, we have area code 649.
649. Hi, 649. And then, you know, I'm terribly sorry to cut this short, but I'm going to have to go in about 2 minutes. Carrie, is that okay?
Sure,
that might be me. 649.
Yeah. Hello, 649.
Yeah. Hi, it's New Zealand. It's Eileen here from New Zealand.
Oh, my goodness, from New Zealand.
Hello.
How nice that you sound like you're just next door.
I
want
know.
To come to
I
New
moved
Zealand.
I the sheep out of the way. And
I have a very good friend from New Zealand, Hamish. We talk all the time, and he's from a place called Whakatane.
Yes. Oh, Whakatane.
Whakatane, that's right, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And,
well, all the best people are from New Zealand. It's
know. It's a great country, and I would love to come down and visit. I really would.
Oh, well, we would happily have you here.
Okay.
But my question was, I hope I'm not repeating anything because unfortunately I haven't had any sound on the system, but I just wanted to know if there was something that you saw when you were younger or a production or your first role that made you think, you know, I need to be an actor, this is what I need to do.
Well, that's a great question. I've told this story a lot, so some people have to bear with me, but I love telling this story. When I was about 5 years old, I used to love reading in class. Whenever they did reading, you know, out loud, I would always put my hand up. And they decided to do a school play of Peter Rabbit. And because I was always reading, I assumed that I'd be Peter Rabbit. And my best friend, Peter Robinson, was Peter Rabbit, and I got to be second bluebird on the right. And I had one line, which was, tweet, tweet, look out, Peter. And I was absolutely just flummoxed. I was so upset and didn't know where to put myself. And my mom made me a beautiful costume, the best costume in the play, but I didn't care. I was so sulky because I had to just say, tweet, tweet, look out, Peter. And this other guy was Peter Rabbit. And I remember thinking at the time, not only disappointed that I wasn't playing Peter Rabbit, I was furious about that, but I remember thinking, wow, this is interesting. I really care about this. This has really upset me. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's something that I need to do. And that was the first inkling I had that this was something that I wanted to do. It never occurred to me, but the seed was sown right then. And then I went off on different directions and did all kinds of things. But that was where it started, I think. The first play I saw was Jack and the Beanstalk, was a pantomime. And when the giants came out in the beginning of the first act, you know, it's about 10 minutes in, and the giants came out and started talking about how they were going to make little boys stew, and I like to eat little boys, and I cook them up on it, and I just thought, this is terrible. And I remember running out of, I clambered over the seats and clambered over my parents before they could catch me, and was out in the parking lot in about 30 seconds. And refused to go back. I thought my parents had, this was the biggest betrayal that they'd brought me somewhere where these guys were going to boil me up and eat me. And that was my first experience of the theater. So maybe that had an impact. And I thought, well, that's kind of powerful, you know, it's powerful magic there. Yeah. But a combination of those two experiences seemed to seal my fate.
Fit it up for you. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, thank you very much.
All right, so nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. It's been great. I can't wait to listen to the playback on it all. So, thank you.
Okay, cool. Bye now.
See you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.
All right, guys, can we take one more?
Sure, I have one more caller. It's 303.
Hi, 303.
Hi, Charlie. This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I was kind of hoping that you could give us a little information about what you think about your part in Spamalot this summer.
You know, I never seen it, and I don't really know much about it other than it's the Tim Curry part. It's King Arthur, and he has one really good song called I'm All Alone, and then a lot of other good songs. They all sing, you know, Look on the Bright Side of Life, and it's just going to, it's a really fun romp. And it's a beautiful place to do a play, and a fun play with some good songs. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Great play. I've never seen it either, but, yeah, it sounds like a great deal. I hope everything goes great for you.
Well, thank you. And anyone on the East Coast, come check it out. And go online. Look up Ogunquit. It's a really pretty place, and you can look up the playhouse there and they do a lot of really good things in the summer. So anyone on the East Coast that's looking for a trip to the coast, to the ocean, come check it out at Ogunquit.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, it's nice talking to you.
You too. Thanks, Charlie.
All right. Take care, Teresa.
All righty. Bye.
Bye. All right. I think I have to run. I'm getting yells from downstairs. We have some, I should explain, we have my brother and sister-in-law over, and my wife is holding the fort, but she's pretty good at cooking lamb chops, but I think I need to supervise.
Oh,
it's lamb chops tonight. Lamb chops, couscous, and asparagus.
Sounds
good.
Yeah. But this has been so much fun, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in and going into the chat room and for calling in, and I really appreciate all your support on days and everything else. And you know, we'll keep plugging away. If the powers that be decide that Kim and Shane should come back for a longer visit, I would be very happy to do so. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep the torch burning.
Yes, we would love to have you as a guest again, too.
I would love to. This has been a lot of fun. It really has.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and take care. And I'll have to. I'll keep this bookmarked and watch some of your other interviews.
Oh,
That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great idea. You're doing a great job. You really are.
Aww.
All right.
Thank you.
So goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Take care now.
Bye.
We got about 10 seconds.
That was nice. He won almost the whole hour. Yeah. That was a great interview.
Really well.
Yeah. I liked how he's listening in the chat room.
Yeah. I think that's the first guest we've had.
That's what the girls were saying. Yeah. The first one that ever went into the chat room.
Yeah, that's really neat. Yeah. That was a lot of fun, and wow, we had a lot of people in the chat room.
Seven people. 77. I thought it was up to 77 people. I think the most that I saw. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mary.
A lot of people trying to come. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. It was
fun. I tried to get through. I think I went through pretty much everybody. So that was on the phone, and I didn't make it through.
Oh, no one was still.
Yeah,
okay, you got almost everybody. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I got that called in. Yeah, as far as the blog questions, I didn't get to all of them, but he answered a lot of them already about Spamalot. Both fans wanted him to do Spamalot before the announcement came out. I had questions about last week. Yeah, so they're doing
I didn't know about Spamalot. I mean, did that just come out?
Yeah, it was on Facebook. Just got out.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't home all day, so.
Yeah, I know you weren't.
Yeah, he says on the East Coast. I didn't catch that. Where it was at on the East Coast?
Algonquin, Maine.
Yeah, where's? Oh, was that in Maine? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear where that was. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun to go to.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go. I got to work tomorrow for you.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. They want me to get on Skype, so I'm going to go on Skype. Talk to the girls. Okay.
Well,
all right.
Tell them all I said thank you for calling in and being in the chat room. And Nicole and everybody.
Okay. I'll see how long I last. All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Marianne.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Thanks, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.